Oh, you're here. You came. My hero. And you're really alone, aren't you? I was... Well, I don't want to say I was sure. But I really thought you'd come back tonight with a mob behind you. Yeah, with pitchforks and torches. The whole thing. It's so good to see you again. Yes. Yes, you're right. I do need to move on. Literally. This village is so small, and I have a big appetite. You have no idea what it's like. I'm so hungry all the time. I turned 3 days ago. I know you're a human and you don't have to be sympathetic to me, but this is a lot to deal with. It's a big change. I can't believe this is my life now. I'd cry about it if I could. I miss feeling warm. I miss eating. But we're not here for that. We're here to do business. Sorry, I don't mean to keep you. It's just nice to have someone to talk with. You shouldn't take your humanity for granted, though. Savor that warm feeling in your stomach when you're full. For me, okay? How is your evening going? You must be leaving soon, too, right? There's not much to do here. People just seem to pass through this village, you know? I see. You look good tonight. Well fed. Are you sore at all? I tried not to take too much last time. Good. I think that's why you're so appealing. If that makes any sense. I've been thinking about it a lot. There's a strength to you that I can see just by looking at you. What do I mean? You have healthy arteries. Good circulation, that sort of thing. You look like you could endure a vampire bite or two. It's weird. Yeah, sorry. I don't know if that's really a compliment or not. Let's get to business, right? That's why you're here. I have a few treasures I can trade for your blood. Why don't you have a look? It's like I'm one of those roadside merchants. Only we're off the road, behind the windmill in a small village. But, you know. That's a good piece. It's hard to tell what's heavy these days because I think I've gotten a lot stronger. But I think that's a heavy piece of jewelry. Can you tell me if I'm right? Oh, good. I'm glad it really is heavy. It's a brooch for your traveling cloak. I'm seeing them become more popular now. They're usually very modest because you don't want to look too flashy on the road, right? You'd make yourself a target for highwaymen. But this piece is flashy, which makes me think it was from some noble who wanted to adopt the trend without understanding it. Typical. Where did I get it? Oh, the mayor two towns over. Don't worry, I don't want to steal blood, but I have no problems lifting valuables from someone like him. He's mean and can definitely afford to part with some of his wealth. But if the brooch isn't to your taste, I have a dagger. It's not as fancy, but it's very sharp. Take it out and have a look. It's really dark. It sort of absorbs the light. I don't know a lot about weapons, but this is practical and well made. If that's your style. What else? You really want to see all the options, huh? That's okay. I have all night and, you're worth it. I want to make sure this is a good trade. Have you ever heard of that old saying? A deal is only a deal when everyone walks away happy. I've always liked that. Okay, so you've seen the flashy traveling brooch, the dagger that is sharp and dark, kind of like you. I thought these were special. I even wrapped them up in a soft cloth. Neat, huh? Handle them carefully. They're really sharp, even though they look jagged. Wouldn't want you cutting yourself. That would be terrible. Yeah, I've never seen arrowheads like that either. Hold them up to your lantern. Do you see how the edges look nearly transparent in the light? I think they're made of obsidian. I saw someone making them once. They used a hammer to sort of shear parts of the stone. I've never seen a material that's so strong come apart into planes that are so thin. I thought you'd be interested in them. I'm glad I still have an eye for good pieces. I'm really clinging to anything that reminds me of being human. Like you. Yeah, they're definitely the kind of arrowhead you'd want to save for special occasions. But we're far from the Empire, and if you're traveling, everyone needs an ace up their sleeve. There's vampires out there, and robbers. Now that I say that aloud, I realize that I am, in fact, a vampire robber. But I'm not dangerous like they are. Thank you. You make me feel less awkward. And you look nice when you appraise what I brought. You tilt your head, and I can see your neck. It's very long. I want to get a better look. Sorry, I'm hungry. I didn't mean to bother you by getting too close. You just smell good. I'm excited to make a deal with you. That's all. So, what do you think? It's one pint for the brooch or the dagger, but the arrowheads are 2 pints for all of them. That's not going to knock you out, but you'd want to eat and rest after. No way! I can't haggle on this. You're leaving town. This is my last taste of you. And you feel a little like a friend to me. I know that's strange, but I'm going to miss you. So, my prices are firm, and realistically, you can't give me enough blood for all of them. I don't know what I'm going to do with the other items. I don't have much use for a dagger. Not with fangs like this. Maybe I'll find someone else like you, and they'll trade with me so I can eat without hurting anyone. Why are you looking at me like that? You keep asking me these hard questions. What am I going to do once you're gone? I don't know, okay? I keep telling you I don't know, and you ask me every night. I just keep waking up, and I'm still a vampire. It feels like a dream. I don't feel warm unless I fed from you. And you taste like the pie my mother used to make. You remind me of home, and I just want one more night with you, okay? And I'm trying to barter with you and play fair, even though I'm really strong, and I could bite your neck in a second and have as much of you as I wanted. But you keep smirking at me and asking me all these questions that frustrate me and remind me that you're leaving. I'm hungry, okay? I'm the most powerful I've ever been in my life, and I'm lost, and I'm cold, and I'm famished. So I want to get this over with. what do you want? Now that you've made me put my heart out in the open like that. You want everything. You can't. That's like 4 pints of blood. Humans can't give that much safely, even if they are strong like you. What? What did you just say? You want me to travel with you? We could steal from the rich, yeah. The landlords, the barons, the unfair merchants. And I could drink from you? I'd like that. I like you. You really mean it? I feel like I misheard you because you said the most perfect thing. You were testing me to see if I'd lose my temper and drink from you anyways. That's a big gamble, but I'm touched by your trust. Yes, yes, you were very clever, but you gambled with your life. Don't do that again. I think we'll be good partners to each other. Here, I want to pin this brooch on your cloak, okay? As a reminder of tonight and the deal that we're making. And besides, you don't have anything to worry about when you're on the road with me. We'll have to rest during the day, though. I hope you don't mind. Good. I think moonlight suits you best, anyways. And the brooch brings out your eyes. May I have a drink, partner? There. Easy. Easy now. Let me hold you for a moment. Come, lay down and recover. Did you bring food? I'll feed you. I've wanted to for a while, anyways. How's that? Are you comfortable? Thank you for feeding me, for giving me something to look forward to tomorrow. I'm excited to spend more time with you. It's like you've given me a gift. I'm so glad I don't have to say goodbye. Just rest. I'm going to take care of you now. And then we'll take care of each other. I'm going to brush your hair back from your eyes and speak softly into the shell of your ear. I'll tell you all about the wonderful adventures we're going to have. Breathe deeply. out through the mouth. Good. Thank you again.